Hello, everybody. My name is John Wiese. I'm an ISV architect with Microsoft, and I'm here today speaking via live meeting with John Wethington, senior account engineer with Binary Tree. And John's going to talk to us a little bit today about a SharePoint offering they have that they call an application transformation tool. It's called CMT for SharePoint, and a little bit more specifically, it is a tool to allow you to transform your Domino applications over to SharePoint. So, John, thank you for joining us today, and why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of introduction to yourself, Binary Tree, and your tool, CMT for SharePoint.
Great. Thank you, John. As for myself, as you mentioned, I am a senior account engineer with Binary Tree. I'm also one of the resident subject matter experts on application transformation and SharePoint technology at Binary Tree. Binary Tree is a leading provider of cross-platform messaging migration and coexistence software. We currently have the personnel, methodologies, and the software technology to help our customers, whether it's a partner or a direct customer, successfully plan and perform a cross-platform migration from Lotus to Microsoft Online. Or on-premises. We also support other products such as SharePoint. Binary Tree has been in business for 16 years, and in that time, we've helped over 4,000 customers and approximately 15 million users migrate between different platforms. As I said, our core business really is helping partners and customers successfully complete their migration initiatives. Today I'll actually be showcasing the CMT for SharePoint release 2.5.1. CMT standing for Common Migration Tool. CMT for SharePoint is developed to provide partners and customers with the tools as well as the methodology to successfully transform their Domino applications, moving them into the SharePoint environment while maintaining the fidelity and security of their business critical data and the application's structure as well as design. CMT for SharePoint 2.5.1 is the latest release of our product, and it comes with an enhanced user interface, which is really designed to make it easy for our users at all different levels, whether you're a developer or you're in a smaller organization and you wear multiple hats. To have a product which will help you transform those Domino applications, whether it's a simple application or even custom developed in-house applications. So we really have built an easy-to-use, intuitive product that allows you to analyze your applications, match those applications with SharePoint templates, or in some cases where you may require custom development. You can develop a template, and then using our custom field mapping, you can migrate that data over into the SharePoint environment while maintaining the security as well as the data fidelity. So I'll step you through that product here in just a moment, but I would not want to miss one of our most important pieces, which is actually the application transformation framework that this product is built around. It's a four-phase methodology that starts with analysis and moves into informed decision-making about your applications as they exist today, and then steps you through the transformation process, and then ultimately consolidation and retirement of your legacy Domino environment. So that is the high level of the application transformation framework that this product is built around. And as you'll see here, we drive each phase of that utilizing this tool.
Sounds like you guys have packed quite a bit in, so let's go ahead and dive in and take a look.
Absolutely. What you're looking at here is the main screen, and this application, as I said, the interface is really meant to be intuitive, easy to use. It is customizable. You can move any of the tabs that you see here and arrange them as you see fit, utilizing any of the menu-driven components we have here. However, one of the important aspects of this product is its capabilities to analyze your environment. So we start off by adding Domino servers. So typical customer would have a Domino environment standing up with possibly multiple application servers within it. We want to identify those servers and then catalog them so that we can have a clear understanding of the applications that exist within their environment. Once we do that, we can perform some additional analysis and then move into the reporting phase where we actually create reports that the user can then leverage in their decision making. And then, of course, the actual transformation process, which I'll show you here in just a moment. As I said, the first step that we want to do is we want to add a server. In this case, I've already added a server, but we simply select this here and provide the canonical name of the Domino server. And as you see here, we also can perform lookups once we've added a single server, identifying other servers within the Domino domain. This is important because a lot of users are not necessarily aware of exactly where those applications are located. So it's important for us that we provide you with that capability. Once the server has been added, it will show up in this portion of the window, and you can simply catalog that server. This will basically kick off a process by which the system will go out, analyze all the applications within the environment, providing you with a concise list. We move to select. That's the next stage. This is where we can choose the applications that we're looking to transform or migrate. We have several different components within here that are important. First, we can search by title as well as path. So if a user is familiar with those bits of information, they can quickly navigate to those applications. We can also filter by design type. Currently, we support a couple of different specific design types that quickly and easily map over to SharePoint. Those would be discussion databases, document libraries, team rooms, quick places. Unknown applications are considered custom applications, and we do support the migration of custom application through the custom field mapping feature, which we'll see in a moment. And also sort by server, which can be handy when you're trying to identify applications. We provide our customers, partners with custom category. Up to three custom categories can be assigned to an application. This is beneficial when you are trying to sort your applications out prior to migration, starting typically with the less complex applications and moving forward from there. This information also will show up in the reporting console. In the selection process, we can perform several different inspections or analysis components. We can also launch into the sorter's application. For inspection, we can analyze the usage, the design, as well as the documents. And currently, we are the only product that exports the actual code behind these applications into a SQL tables. That's beneficial to developers who want to have a better understanding of the application code and the workflows that would typically have to be recreated in the SharePoint environment. At this time, there is no tool that can recreate or migrate that workflow over, but we provide you with the code as well as the additional components here with usage design as well as the document information to help you better understand the application prior to performing any kind of transformation. We have a component called DNA analysis, which you'll see here. We can actually sort by any of these fields as part of our UI. But looking at DNA analysis is important. We want to understand how closely an application matches with a SharePoint template. And as you can see from the analysis here, we've identified a document library that matches about 98% with a SharePoint document library template. That's beneficial because it allows us to better understand the core structure of an application, allowing your developers to actually identify a basis or foundation on which they can develop custom templates where their application may not necessarily match up 100% with an existing SharePoint template. They can start from something like a document library and customize that to suit their needs. Once we have gone through the analysis portion, we have a couple of different options. We can review the application simply by going to review and select the report section. We utilize the Microsoft Reporting Services or SQL, so providing you with a unified backend utilizing SQL technologies to generate these reports. You can also create your own custom reports much in the same way that you would generate any other reporting services report. The entire SQL database is open to customers, so they are able to analyze all the components within the database and create reports accordingly. Currently, out of the box, we have application usage. We have a pie chart for that available, count of documents by top 25 servers, database usage reports, group names and membership reporting, migration jobs dash reports, and some pre-pass auditing and migration document summary, as well as a top 25 list for items such as your databases by size, templates, as well as servers by several different components such as application database size, count of databases, and account documents. If we wanted to move from identifying the applications and analyzing them away from the reporting and rather go ahead and execute a transformation, we can do that as well. To select an application for migration, we would highlight it and then simply select for migration. And select multiple applications. By holding the shift key, you can also select them by a group. Once you add an application for migration, it will show up in the Migrate window here. Here we have a couple of different options available to us. Typically, we would configure an application, or this application rather, during the initial migration, and those settings are maintained throughout the use of the application. So we will provide information such as the destination server, as well as its administrative URL, and the credentials that would be necessary to create a SharePoint application. I'm going to right-click here and show you the migration setup. Here are the options that I mentioned. We have a couple of things we can do here. First, we can migrate all documents without filtering. We can also migrate documents that are visible in a specific view. We can also use more advanced formulas, the at formulas, to select documents for migration. This can result in a little bit longer migration time, depending on the number of documents, because you do have to parse through each one, but it is an option available. In addition to that, we can set the destination server. In this case, I have a demonstration SharePoint server that I've already populated here. And as I said, these settings are persistent. Provide the credential information, which is stored in the SQL database in an encrypted format to ensure that any of your credential information is security is maintained while using the application. We have the ability to migrate to existing sites or lists, as well as create new ones. So we can actually provision a new site or list based off of your needs. In this case, we're going to create a new SharePoint site. We're actually going to use a different title. This title is not very descriptive. I'm going to put that in. We could also choose to migrate to an existing site or list, as I said. Mapping file. This is one of the critical components of a transformation, is making sure that the data is mapped over properly. And here you'll see a couple of different options available to you. As I mentioned earlier, we can migrate to QuickPlaces, Team Rooms, document libraries, discussion databases. In this case, I'm going to select discussion. Coming soon, we'll also have some custom templates available to our partners and customers. These will be made available for free. They contain some additional web parts that will be useful to organizations that are used to working within the Domino environment. They help users make the transition from Domino into SharePoint by making the user interaction a little more intuitive while maintaining the SharePoint process and the UI around SharePoint. So rather than simply scanning an application to where it looks like a Domino application being presented in a web browser, we're providing our customers and partners with web parts and templates that integrate with our tools, allowing them to make that transition a little easier. As you'll see here, these are denoted with the BT component in front of them. And these are currently still in development, but we anticipate having them available later this year. Select discussion at this time. If no item no mapping file is identified, it will go with the default, in this case, based off of the type that you see here. Select additional migration settings. We can do a pre-pass validation. This basically allows us to run a test, checking to make sure that any restrictions or security issues don't throw errors in front of the user. We can also denote whether it's a document library or a publishing site. We support site directory publishing, as well as scheduling. Many of our users would prefer that we didn't migrate data during the day, since they're still using these applications, but they'd rather not stay up all night migrating them. So we support the ability for you to schedule these migrations. One option you don't see here, but you would see in the configuration menu, is a component that Binary Tree calls the automated workload distribution capability. Basically, what this allows you to do is deploy multiple instances of this application within an enterprise environment, pointing them all to the same configuration database within SQL, so a shared SQL database, and the system, as well as a primary workstation, would hand out application migration jobs to those workers or other workstations within the environment, allowing you to scale to an enterprise level migration. So if you have 100 or 10,000 QuickPlaces or document libraries that you need to move, this product will scale to support that. And click on Migrate here, and it will begin the process of going out, checking, see if we have the appropriate level of permissions. Go in here and click the background status, migration status, and we can see what information is available to us. as you can see here. Step through the progress, and we're constantly updating this information for you. All the information and the entire process is logged extensively, allowing our users to go back and see exactly what information was moved and in what manner.
Great. So it looks like you guys have taken into account just about every possibility here in a migration from Domino over to SharePoint.
We believe so. We're always looking to enhance this product. With 16 years of experience in moving Domino data around, and with our extensive experience with the Microsoft product stack, we are certainly looking forward to 2010 and the opportunities that presents for our CMT for SharePoint product.
Great. Well, it looks like it's migrating data for us, so that's great. And this was a very helpful and informative demo and walkthrough here that you gave us today, John.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate the opportunity to showcase the CMT for SharePoint product.
Well, thank you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again next version of SharePoint comes out with the next version of your product.
We're looking forward to it.